the 260 Dugout Podcast. Welcome to your destination for all things baseball in the Summit City. The 260 Dugout Podcast, presented by the Old Fort Baseball Company. From Little League to Major League Baseball, it's time to go inside the dugout. Here's your host, DC Hendricks.
And welcome in. This is the 260 Dugout Podcast. I am your host, DC Hendricks. Special shout out to our friends at Old Fort Baseball Company and our good friend Logan Weening. The Vintage Baseball Showcase will be taking place later on this month, so be sure to get on out to Lawton Park on June 28th. Again, free admission, 2 p.m. Lawton Park on June 28th for the Vintage Baseball Showcase. Feeling good as we begin a new week, although this past weekend was a very busy one for me. I wasn't in on Talking Sports with Jim Shovlin because I was on the road. I was literally driving. I got to check out some semi-state baseball action over at Four Winds Field in South Bend. I was there to cheer on the Snyder Panthers in hopes that they would beat Valparaiso and go to the semi-state championship. Well, Caden Crowell has something else to say about that. The pitcher that is also scheduled to go to Notre Dame to play baseball. The pitcher threw a no-hitter against the Snyder Panthers in semi-state action for Valparaiso, and they went on to win the semi-state championship after beating Snyder 7-0 in the semi-state semifinals. Valparaiso went on to beat Goshen 4-1 and will be going to state at Victory Field in Indianapolis on June 21st. But nonetheless, a great season for the Snyder Panthers. Regional championship, go to semi-state, represent the city of Fort Wayne. Still a great season for Brandon Logan, of course, who was also going to Notre Dame. Landon Fry, who's going to IU. Isaiah Snavely, who's one of the best players in the area, just wrapping up only his sophomore season. So a couple of more seasons for Isaiah Snavely. Cam Davis, all-conference player as well. Snyder represented the 260 in a great way, although they were no hit in the semi-state semifinals. Also in Class 3A over in LaPorte, Norwell was facing Northwood in the semi-state semifinals at Schreiber Field, and Northwood went on to defeat Norwell with a score of 3-1 to eliminate the Norwell Knights as well, who also had another great season after beating Bishop Dwenger to advance to the semi-state. Norwell had another great season as well, but season came to an end in LaPorte for Class 3A. Northwood beat Norwell 3-1 and then went on to be shut out by Andrean 4-0. And Andrean will advance to the state championship in Class 3A. And also wasn't able to make it, but Lafayette Jefferson Loeb Stadium, Fort Wayne Canterbury was playing in semi-state baseball action as well, but they fell to Clinton Prairie with a score of 17-5 in the semi-state semifinals. So Canterbury Cavaliers, their season came to an end as well. Reed Hayes and company been having a great season for Canterbury, but unfortunately comes to a close against Clinton Prairie, who went on to be defeated in the semi-state final at Lafayette Jefferson Stadium by Couts. So Couts advances after beating Clinton Prairie 5-0 and advanced to state to face Indianapolis Lutheran at Victory Field in Indianapolis on June 20th. So it was nice to catch some semi-state baseball action. Was glad to be out in South Bend watching the Snyder Panthers in Class 4A. It was a blast. Nonetheless, no reason to hang your heads on the end of the season. A great season for all three teams, including Snyder, Norwell, and Canterbury. But we got a big show lined up. Coming up soon, we'll be talking to Braden Reisdorf, who is a pitcher for the South Bend Cubs and the Chicago Cubs organization. Of course, spent time at East Noble right here around the area and went on to play baseball at IU and now finds himself in South Bend with the South Bend Cubs, and was able to catch up with him at Parkview Field with media availability. And of course, later on, we got to talk about a new youth baseball travel team that was announced over the last week. Tommy Schegler from Parkview Sports Medicine will join us to talk about the new travel team, the PSM Parkview Sports Medicine 10 Caps. Got a lot coming up, so kick back, relax. This is the new edition of the 260 Dugout Podcast. We're here at Parkview Field because we got a special guest, someone that is, from this area, not too far, from Kendallville, Indiana, right up the road, pretty much down the street from me as I'm in Huntertown. But we are excited to welcome a South Bend Cub pitcher from East Noble High School in Kendallville. We got Braden Reisdorf joining us on the pod. Hey, thanks for joining, man.
Thanks for having me.
So let's go ahead. So we're going to travel back just a little bit, as it's been a while since I'm sure you've talked to someone from the 260 circle. Oh, so, yeah. I just want to start off, man. Take me to the moment. I mean, it's been a crazy year for you. Take me to the moment you found out that you were selected by the Chicago Cubs in the MLB draft last year.
Yeah, so I was actually driving back home from Indiana at the time. I went down there after summer ball. I was driving back. It was around the 17th round is when my agent started kind of texting me. I was like, okay, this is where it could happen. And then 20th round rolls around, and I get a call from Nate Metzger, which is the area scout for the Cubs, and a guy I actually knew a little bit growing up. So, it was an unreal experience. It's one of those things, like, kind of takes a moment to settle in. You're kind of sitting there, and you're like, oh, wait, that just happened. But, I mean, it's been a dream come true.
When was the moment in your career? So going through East Noble, playing at IU, when was the moment you realized, man, this could be a real dream. You know, I could make this happen at the professional level.
I'd say my junior summer is when I started throwing a little bit harder, getting in better shape. I mean, as a freshman, I was pretty fat growing up, so had to lay off the snack cakes for sure. But after that, and just once I started throwing harder and talking to some bigger schools, talking to Indiana, it's like, okay, this is a real possibility for me. And, like, obviously as a kid, that's one of every kid's dreams that plays baseball. So
anyone that makes it big from our area, I have to ask and dig into it, because I coach Little League, and I've coached all ages, you know, from 10 all the way to 14. So going back, you know, playing as a youngster, did you play in any Little Leagues or any travel ball programs? Who did you play for coming up? And how did it shape you as a ball player?
Yeah, so I started off in the Kinderville Rec League. That's where I played a lot of my baseball growing up. And then my first travel team was the Kinderville Titans. And we were a little more local, but, you know, we'd go to, like, Warsaw and kind of move around a little bit. And then after them, I played for the Summit City Sluggers my 16U year. And that was, like, the first, like, more development-based travel team I played for. And that was a huge experience for me. It really just, like, helped me realize how much the weight room matters and all the small things, not just, you know, throwing that ball around. So, and then after that, I played for Five-Star National Midwest. And that's when I really started to get the interest from other colleges and really kind of get my name out there.
What's some advice for any youngsters as, you know, travel programs? I know you're only a few years out, but they've even changed so much even since you've graduated. What's some advice for any kids that play in those travel programs?
I would say the two main things for me is, like, one, go somewhere you're going to play. Like, the best reps you can get are game reps. Practicing, like, can only do so much. Like, you got to be able to go somewhere you know you can play. And then the second thing is just take advantage of the weight room. Like, shape your body, get yourself prepared. Not only does it make you a better athlete, but also keeps you healthier so you can continue being a better athlete.
Great advice. And one last question. I mean, talk about how your adjustments have been, you know, going from IU, you're a professional player now, you're right back here at Fort Wayne at Parkview Field. How has your adjustments been adjusting to the pro level?
Honestly, I think the biggest adjustment was when I first got to Arizona, playing in some of the continuation league games, and just realizing, like, you know, cause sometimes in, like, high school especially, like, you might get one or two guys that are pretty good hitters, and then college, everyone through that lineup can usually hit. Like, pro ball, like, all these guys are trying to do damage, and you just got to take advantage of that. Also, just being in the zone, throwing your best stuff, never trying to take your foot off the gas, and it's been the biggest thing for me.
Hey, good luck today, kind of. I mean, I'm a Tin Caps fan, so I got to cheer for them at the end of the day. But, hey, welcome back to the area, man, and I wish the best for you. We'll keep you in contact and keep looking at what you're doing.
Awesome. I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
There was some big news that broke here in the Fort Wayne baseball community over the past week. Actually, just I missed the press conference because I was interviewing Braden Reisdorf at Parkview Field. So I wanted to make sure to catch up with someone because it's official. Parkview Sports Medicine and the Fort Wayne Tin Caps launch new premier youth travel baseball program. So it only makes sense. We talked to Josh Van Meter a couple of weeks ago. So let's go ahead and go to Parkview Sports Medicine and let's talk to my good buddy, Tommy Schegler. Tommy, what's going on?
How are you, DC? I'm doing well. It's an exciting time.
It's super exciting. I mean, first of all, what have you been doing these days? I haven't talked to you in forever.
Well, that is definitely true. Yeah, I've been into a little bit of this and a little bit of that. I've been working at Parkview for about 10 years now, if you can believe it or not. Wow. And growing this Parkview Sports Medicine program and not only the medical offerings that we have, but now really branching out into the sports and the youth development on the athletic side. So it's been exciting to grow it and just have a great team around me.
So how was that, you know, launching the new baseball program with Parkview Sports Medicine? I know you guys do a lot with the hockey, with the ice house, and you do a lot with the football. How was that starting the baseball side?
Yeah, I mean, this is just it has come together in a way that's been pretty cool. We've had a vision for baseball for a while in that we feel like when you look at the landscape in Northeast Indiana, the culture has been that, you know, if you're a really good player, you've got to go someplace else to play. So we lose a lot of players and a lot of families to the Indy market and elsewhere. And we have wanted for a long time to create a program that has the quality and excellence that you've come to expect from Parkview and match it up with the same type of expertise on the baseball side, but have just been being patient and allowing, things to fall into place. And luckily, over the last, I would say, 6 to 8 months, those things have started to come together. And with the retirement of Josh Van Meter, Wiki and I go way back. And obviously, he also has tremendous history with the Tin Caps and great relationships there as well. And so once he was mulling over retirement, we started talking about the possibilities of this, and it really has just fallen into place. Mike Nutter and Mike Limmer over at the Tin Caps have just been fantastic partners for years and years. But on this particular project, just couldn't wait to jump in with us and start to put something together.
Yeah. So I guess, so to speak, what is the, I don't want to say goal, but what are you guys hoping to bring to Northeast Indiana with this new baseball program? I know Josh, he's been doing training already, because I took my son to get a couple training sessions at Parkview Sports Medicine with him. So what are you guys hoping to bring to baseball here in the 260?
I think we want to see a holistic approach. The way that we do it at Parkview Sports Medicine, through all of our different programming, is to wrap our arms around these athletes and provide services for them at an excellent level, whether they're 100% healthy or they're going through some injury and needing to get back to what they love to do. And with this baseball program, it'll be no different. I mean, we want to approach the on-field expertise and have the best coach the best tutelage that can be available to a youth athlete, while also providing them sports performance, mental performance. We have the only sports dietitian in the area. So being able to have all the PSM services, the traditional PSM services, wrapped in with now baseball, it will just provide a program and a product that has not existed in our market for quite some time, if not ever. And then you add on top of it excellent facilities. So these teams are going to practice out of Empowered Sports Club, or the PSM Empowered, as it's most recently been rebranded. That's up on Lima Road. We've got one of the largest turf spaces that you'll find. This will be the only baseball club in our region that can do full infield practice through the winter, long toss, all the arm stuff that you want to do, coupled with strength and conditioning. We'll have four tunnels in there so that hitters can get their work in. So it really will be a full-fledged program that hits on all different aspects that parents are looking for, that players are looking for, to try to develop, and it'll be right here in our own backyard.
Absolutely, right here in the 260. So tryouts are going to be happening next month. So for people that are wanting to try out and all of that fun stuff, and say someone does make this program, what are some other, amenities that they'll be getting if they join this program?
Yeah, I mean, if you go on and look at any of the coverage that we had in the last couple of days from 21 Alive and Wayne TV and Fox, you'll see the renderings of our awesome new uniforms. I think that a lot of players love swag, and it's got a place, for in the lexicon of evaluation. This will be the same stuff that the actual Tin Caps get. So we're going to have the swaggiest uniforms. All the uniforms were designed kind of from the Tin Caps team, and they're birthed kind of with a little bit more creativity that even the Tin Caps can wear on the field. And so they're going to get fantastic amenities from a swag perspective. They're going to get the off-field stuff, the strength and conditioning. They're going to get the indoor facility that will be fantastic. We're going to do some fall ball stuff. And then I would say the other huge thing, as we've done our research and really talked to a lot of families that have left the area and or are unhappy with what they've been offered in Fort Wayne, one of the things we kept hearing back time and time again is that our programs historically haven't played in the top events around the country. And so we've got a really aggressive schedule plan that will, get players showcased at the highest of levels. That means we want to put teams together that can compete at those levels. And so quite honestly, if we have this tryout a month from now and we don't get players that live up to the standards that we want to have for the PSM Tin Caps long term, there might be a birth year or two that in this first year we don't do a team for, because we want to make sure that we've got top-notch teams that can play at top-notch levels. That's the promise that we'll be making to our families as we move forward.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, you don't want to be one of those. I don't want to get too controversial, but the programs, you see so many programs that start up and then they just turn into programs that just want to take the money instead of focusing on, actually the end result, actually getting better, improving and winning ball games, which
100%.
Yeah. So yep. You definitely don't want to go that route. So that's good. And tryouts, as Tommy said, tryouts for the 2026 season will be July 15th. For the ages 10 to 12U, and then July 22nd for ages 13 to 17U at the University of St. Francis baseball and softball fields. And you can get more information at psmsports.com/baseball for more information. So, Tommy, as I got you, I definitely want to ask, how important was it? Obviously the Tin Caps are a staple here in the 260. How did that process go to get them involved, and how important was that?
I mean, it was tremendously important. I mean, I think that we hope that as this program grows, we're going to be able to tap into Tin Caps alumni that maybe have decided to end their playing career but want to stay in baseball, and maybe we can get them to come back to Fort Wayne and engage in some training and some coaching for our youth. So being able to tap into that baseball network, we've talked about having little leagues that can be partnered with the Tin Caps here locally. We've talked about being able to host tournaments and having some of the championship games of the tournaments, if the schedule allow, perhaps being played at Parkview Field. Who knows if that will happen, but just the opportunity to have a partner like the Tin Caps where you can even have some of those conversations is just pretty awesome. So it's tremendously important. And to answer the other part of your question, it just wasn't that hard. Once we approached Mike Nutter and Mike Limmer with this opportunity and this idea, just as they've been for the 15, 20 years that we've been partnered, they just jumped right in and said, man, this is great. We want to see baseball grow. We want to have a good program. If we can be a part of it, how can we help? And so it was pretty darn easy once we started the conversation, and we're just so excited for it.
Absolutely, Tommy. Thank you so much for giving us all this, more baseball on the 260. I will always advocate for it. So, and especially with you guys being involved, Perfect Sports Medicine doing a great job. My boy, Josh Van Meter, who I have a great relationship with, and obviously my relationship with the Tin Caps. Just happy for all parties involved. And I think this is going to be great for the city. But before I let you go, kind of taking a brief exit from the baseball side, I do want you to promote anything else you got going on for the future for Parkview Sports Medicine as well.
It's a real easy promotion. We have a brand new website, psmsports.com. You already mentioned it once. We have created it so that it is a one-stop hub for parents, athletes, patients. You can find out anything that you want to find out in relation to our athletic programming, whether it be baseball, like we've been talking about, basketball, volleyball, etc., all through that hub. While at the same time, if you're looking for sports performance or mental performance, or you're going through an injury and you need to get checked out at an ortho with an ortho provider, you can find all of it through psmsports.com. So, I would say to anybody listening, just go on there and save that to your favorites. And if you need anything sports related in the future, we're going to be able to help you there.
Yeah. And I could be a testament to that. And it's all ages too. Tommy hooked me up once when I messed up my knee, I had to go in and get checked out, and they made sure even old me was able to get back walking and running like I was at that time, which I don't play softball anymore. But yeah, they definitely treat you well. So Tommy, thank you so much for coming on. I know you got you're getting ready to head to a golf outing, so get that swing ready, get warmed up and stretched real good so you don't have to go in and get checked out, okay?
Absolutely. Thanks, DC. I appreciate you giving me the time.
Thank you for listening to this exclusive presentation of the 260 Dugout Podcast, presented by the Old Ford Baseball Company.